That's kind of where I was leaning.
That's where I'm going here. Just slow down the brakes here until different snow.
Well, technically speaking, and I'm trying, exactly, what the final approval, what is that? I have the same thought, is it when it goes to the planning commission, technically you're recommending, you're not final approving, you're not the final approving authority.
That's it.
So that's kind of how we got there, and in any case, we don't have the MMRP at this moment anyways. So I'm interpreting approving authority to be the board of supervisors.
Why couldn't we do, Blair, what Jeff was asking? We see it, we don't like something, we go to.
I don't want to give the opposition a hook to take it into court and have the whole thing thrown out because we didn't follow proper procedure.
Well, that wouldn't be.
That wouldn't be.
I'm being very conservative here, and that's how I approach all of these. I'm looking to cover all the bases upfront, not come in after the fact that we go ahead and approve something that's not complete and send that recommendation to the board of supervisors. And I'm going to go right back to the Crystal Geyser project in Mount Shasta.
Right, okay, and that's a good point because whatever we did.
I still don't know what we did wrong, other than the court threw it all out and said it wasn't adequate.
So whatever we do.
Did you read the findings from the court?
What's that?
Did you read the findings of the court?
I've never seen anything.
Okay, I did. And I'll tell you what, if it would have been contested.
Right.
We'd have won.
Right, but they just left.
They just left it. They had enough and they left.
I don't want to spend the county's money.
No.
And I don't want to spend the project's money needlessly because we screwed up in a process here by going ahead with something where I'm.
Okay, when approved then.
Well, so now here's my question for council, because I also don't want to get sucked down a rabbit hole of going chasing our own tail.
No.
If the contract with the subcontractor says it's not due before a certain date, and we say we want to see it before we approve this, but we're not considered the final date, then the contractor, if what I'm hearing over here, won't get it done. Essentially, what I'm hearing you say, counselor, is that we have to act on this to send it to the next level to trigger with the contractor to get the plan done.
Well, I have a question.
Well, first of all, the contractor could just voluntarily deliver it, but he's not legally bound to do that, I don't think. And I suppose.
Was any communication made with the contractor to have it available for us for today?
Yes, many efforts.
Question, counselor. Are we the lead agency or the board of supervisors?
Well, the county as an entity is the lead agency.
Yeah, the county. Okay, the county. So, the fact that the board of supervisors makes the final decision, because it says in here, when approving an environmental document containing mitigation measures, the lead agency must adopt a mitigation monitoring and reporting program.
That's the county. That's the supervisor.
Well, that's what I am asking. So, Commissioner Files says, I want to see a copy, I'll call my supervisor. And I don't disagree with that in any way, shape, or form, but can we add a monitoring program to what we send to the Board of Supervisors, or can staff recommend or state that they have to adopt as part of the EIR, the monitoring program?
I think it's difficult to say anything until we have it actually there. It's required anyways, so I don't think we'll be adding anything to saying that.
So we don't have to say anything in our motion if we have a motion?
As a matter of law, we're going to have to do it anyway.
Oh. Okay.
And according to CEQA, the Planning Commission is the recommending agency. The Board of Supervisors is the decision-making body.
Yes. Right. That's why I asked the question.
Right. So.
Go ahead.
At what point does the public then get to comment on the mitigation monitoring plan?
When it goes to the supervisors.
Goes to the Board of Supervisors?
Yes. they got to have a public hearing. It has to come before them twice because of the zone change, right?
Right. That's typically not a document that is open for public review.
It was for Roseburg. It was for Crystal Geyser. Mm-hmm. It was for three quarry permits. That's five off the top of my head that the monitoring was directly tied to the mitigations and the use permit, and it was all public. And we did make modifications in those through the early 2000s and late 2010s.
Meaning, was the MMRP then submitted to CEQA for like the 30 or 45 day public review process?
Everything went together, hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And that's why this one caught me a little off guard. And it was brought up here in this letter, and I was like, you know, you're right, because I was going through here looking at the past MMRPs, and we don't have one in front of us.
Right.
And all of the use permits related to quarries, Roseburg, Crystal Geyser, and there was another one. We've always had the monitoring with the neg deck, with the EIR,
right,
because we have caught areas where the monitoring plan included items that were not being mitigated for, and the inverse, we were mitigating for certain issues that were not, they were missed in the monitoring plan, and we had to add them back in. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our responsibility because we look at the law. I'm trying to weigh this. We've got a responsibility as a planning commission. We're looking at, is it legal? Is it compatible? Does it meet the law? We don't deal with the politics. That's for the supervisors. The monitoring plan is it compatible? Does it meet the law? Does it meet the ordinances? That's our responsibility.
I absolutely agree with you. Technically, the MMRP is not part of the EIR itself, and that's probably why it's not directly before us today. It doesn't, by law, have to be. The practical matter is, as you well pointed out, and I completely agree, that we're all here today, and we have it all in front of us, and it only makes sense to consider it hand in hand, but we don't have it, and I can't say as a matter of law, at this second, we have to have it before us before we can go on. Even as, for the many reasons you stated, why it's not, why it would be far preferable. Especially since the Planning Commission does really look at the nuts and bolts of things.
I mean, basically, it would be similar to us getting a use permit for a quarry and approving the use permit, and then several months later, receiving the reclamation plan. No, we deal with those together. It's kind of how I look at it. But from what I'm hearing from you, is they're separate and one's not dependent upon the other until the final approval.
That's
and I don't want to get caught. I agree with Commissioner Hart. I would really like to see it here to discuss it and go through it before we send it on. But as stated, if the contractor push comes to shove, doesn't see us as the final, then they won't do it. Then that puts the project proponent back who knows how long.
Exactly.
And I don't want to do that to them.
So does this jeopardize the applicant in any way if we approve this without that MMRP? Does that put it in jeopardy that, oh, that Ms. Birch could say, aha, you didn't? I'm thinking the applicant.
Maybe she thinks that. The way I read the law, I don't.
Yeah, I'm thinking of what the applicant is going through with all this process.
Yeah, I mean, the applicant's ready to, is certainly welcome to comment to any of this, and I don't know. They have an environmental lawyer and consulting with this, but as far as I know, and to that extent, I have to disagree with Mrs. Birch. Technically, although I realize not a widespread practice, do not have to have the MRP in our hands right now.
If I can refer everybody to the sixth paragraph under item C of Ms. Birch's letter here.
Which paragraph is
six?
Four or five. Okay, I'm going to read this. It says, the second inaccuracy is a statement that the mitigated monitoring and reporting program has been prepared. Resolution B-3. That statement is directly contradictory in the whereas immediately following, stating that the MMRP will be prepared in some unspecific future time. This is an important detail since MMRP must be prepared and adopted before the project is approved, guidelines state statute 15097.
And what I'm hearing from council is that we are simply a stepping stone along the way, and that
so
the approval, it's in the resolution, because we're signing a resolution that's saying that the plan, monitoring plan, will accompany this when it hits the supervisors.
Right, although I do want to clarify, we turn to page 3 of the resolution itself, the very first whereas on the top of the resolution.
Hang on 1 second. I'm scrolling up to the resolution.
It's the main resolution where all the whereas is already in everything.
Oh, shoot. What diet?
I've got hand copy right here.
Oh, I do have a hand copy. That way I don't have to. Okay, where at in the resolution?
The top of page 3, okay. The main resolution, where it says, whereas although the EIR identifies mitigation measures and a mitigation monitoring and reporting program has been prepared and set forth. Really, I do not believe, staff can correct me. I thought I caught everything when I looked at this. It seems like a mitigation monitoring and reporting program should be deleted from that recital and should just be identifies mitigation measures that have been prepared and set forth in the FEIR. Does everyone see where I'm talking?
Yeah, we'll
yes,
that.
Because we are the ones signing this resolution.
Yes.
And
so
that is factually incorrect.
Right, that's we can
how
delete
I,
that. Yeah, we need to.
But it would be in the resolution that is sent to the supervisors because they would have it in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
They would have it and it would have to be rewritten for them.
Rewritten for them.
Rewritten for them saying there is an MMRP.
So if we go ahead and approve it today, we're okay with the Board of Supervisors doing what they need to do.
Well, from a legal perspective, I understand the Planning Commission would really like to take a look at the MMRP if it could.
Yeah, I would too, but I'd like to move this forward if we can.
So the top of 3, the first whereas, it's going to be modified to where it'll read something to the effect, whereas...
I can say it. Whereas, although the EIR identifies mitigation measures that have been prepared and set forth within the FEIR. Say again, whereas, although the EIR identifies mitigation measures that have been prepared and set forth within the EIR, that will be correct.
Okay.
Except to the extent if you adopt project alternative number 3 to go start to go down the rabbit hole, we're going to have to change that whereas again. So one step at a time.
Well, the second one, there isn't anything wrong with that because it's simply saying it will be prepared.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not saying we've seen it, so factually that is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
So then we don't have to approve the mitigation measures. I don't want this
thing. Monitoring.
They're monitoring, but come flying back at us to go through this whole process.
No.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I agree.
We're done.
Yeah, once we vote on this, we got to make sure our T's are crossed and I's are dotted. And, Counselor, you're confident that we are.
I read my independent California Education of the Bar law treatise on MMRPs. And it was black and white that MMRPs do not have to be approved along with the CEQA document at the same time, but subsequent to it. And I agree with you completely, Commissioner Fowle. I've looked at other jurisdictions besides your six projects you're aware of. Pretty much everyone does the MMRP at the same time for obvious reasons.
Okay. Rachel?
Okay.
You tried to get my attention.
I'm sorry?
You tried to get my attention a minute ago?
No.
Commissioner Miller.
How do we fix it? So we can
already.
It's done.
Already
it's
done.
It's already done.
That part's already fixed.
Okay.
And staff has been instructed to provide us with the mitigation monitoring plan to all of us as soon as they have it in their possession so we can review it. And if we have questions, concerns, we call our respective supervisors to voice those comments. Okay, that was my last highlighted document covering my screen. Commissioner Veal, any further questions?
I'm wondering, would you prefer us to call our supervisors or maybe call you? What would you prefer? Because you're going to be making a recommendation, maybe contrary to what one of us would see in the MMRP.
Yeah, I'd suggest both, actually.
Call you and the supervisor.
Yeah,
do an email and a CC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll be prepared to modify and discuss.
Commissioner Mello?
It's okay with me. You want to make a motion?
What? I'm making sure we don't have any other questions, clarifications, modifications.
Oh, I don't know. I could go round and around with this thing.
We could beat this thing to death for
Yeah, another. I know. And I'm your question I'm going to ask, what are we missing here?
That's
a motion.
My questions were the water, and we've resolved that to my satisfaction. Supply, quantity, quality, involving wastewater. The question was addressed to my satisfaction of the proposed new facility that it'll be deemed in part of the permit as to how that wastewater shall be treated most beneficially. My traffic questions were addressed for clarification. The CAL FIRE questions. Very thankful CAL FIRE was here.
Yes.
That was almost 50% of the questions I had today, and those were addressed to my satisfaction. We have the one modified condition that it will be annual inspection by CAL FIRE County Fire Marshal. So that was traffic. The dust issue I had has been addressed. You covered NOAA trying to stick their nose in where it didn't belong, and that was my shared concern.
That's the most contentious issue is the water issue.
Right, and I'm comfortable, I think, on the water.
I am too, now.
If you have a POD that is screened and bypass flows at the screen under CDFW management. Water enters the ditch, known as Barker, flows to the desired new pond, which will be lined.
Which is all part of the
And because it is lined, it has the support of the additional water right holders on the ditch, knowing that it is a pass-through.
Pass-through.
So it meets the 30-day requirement.
With no consumptive use there.
No consumptive use. It is up to the project proponent, if they want to go through a petition to add recreation and winter groundwater recharge to the beneficial use, they don't have to. It's not against the law if they don't want to, but it's an option for them. The water leaves the pond, heads down the ditch.
Right.
Those issues are addressed. My concerns with potential 404, Army Corps, Waters of the U.S., those questions are addressed.
Right.
Wastewater have been addressed.
The only other impact would be impact of groundwater wells downstream in that other subdivision, which to me are No. According to
hearing
Pearson and his
hearing from Pearson, and it makes sense.
Right, and nobody's presented any evidence or data
to the contrary.
Or studies to the contrary.
Yeah.
Other than just this is what we think is going to happen, and we can't make a decision on that.
No.
I don't think we can.
Okay, you remember when Crystal Geyser came before us, and those property owners that lived to the east of them were all concerned about their wells.
Right.
The water source for Crystal Geyser is an aquifer.
Mm-hmm.
They put a dye in that aquifer when I was on the city council. It never daylighted because they thought it was the spring at the city park. No. That dye, I don't know how much they put or whatever, but it never daylighted.
Right.
So those people, and guess what? Crystal Geyser did not operate. And four of the seven people that complained about their wells went dry this year. Four of them.
Well, that's it. We're,
that's it. You
we're
know,
we're
I
chasing
mean,
water here, and I'm looking at these groundwater plans, and there's a whole lot more study here. Some stuff I'm going to suggest, at least to the Shasta Valley Committee, and I would think that Scott would adopt it too after what Mr. Pearson just said. But I'm
speaking of water, are you through, sir?
Yes.
There, Elizabeth Nielsen was hired by the county to do a water study plan in the four water basins or five in the county about 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's all part of the GSA.
It is?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's been submitted?
Yeah, it's sitting down in Sacramento.
And have we ever seen anything about, are they still looking through it?
They got till the end of 2024 to approve them.
Yeah.
Till when?
End of 2024 to approve.
Okay.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Yes.
I know you non-verbally indicated that you would not be calling on the person who has their hand raised, but I wanted to let you know that they have raised and lowered their hand a few times at this point. For the record, are we going to call on them?
Close the public hearing. What's the feeling of the commissioners?
At this point, they had plenty of opportunity during the public hearing. So I don't care.
No.
You do what you want.
Go ahead. Okay, I have a yes here. Do what I want.
That's it. I think we might be...
Have we raised anything new since you've closed the public hearing to public comment? Anything new other than what's been presented?
I don't think the only thing was monitoring.
Right, and that's a
moot point.
Yes, it could you tell us whose hand is it, Mr.?
Yeah, it appears to be Ms. Marsh who has her hand raised.
No. Oh, so like.
It looks like her phone number.
Okay.
We have public hearing closed.
Okay.
Thank you.
The only item left on my list is Commissioner Veal's initial statement. His recommendation, correct me if I phrase this wrong, is he would recommend modifying the project proposal to a maximum occupancy of the 622 instead of the 844.
Right. Mm-hmm. As long as that's where the project proponent is comfortable.
So project proponent, is that acceptable to you? And all.
So then that makes the significant impact a moot point.
Yes.
Yes.
We're no longer dealing with 844 maximum. It's now a 622.
Any word from? Yes. We were okay with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that doesn't change anything. Well, we've just changed the project.
It will take a slight rewriting because presently the resolution exhibit find the project alternative is number 3 is infeasible. I'm frankly not surprised that the project might be going that way. I did write a project alternative number 3 that is going to be approved, a finding. Sorry, let me see that.
A motion.
I did write for the Planning Commission something to be inserted in lieu of what's there in the present findings. Alternative number 3 feasible, and for the reasons in that it meets all physical infrastructure goals of the project and a substantial portion of the project goal to increase the ministry. Further, the noise element would be reduced to less than significant by the reduction of persons occupying the camp and correspondingly less traffic. And I have that in writing, and I'd be happy to hand that up. Also, additionally, for the clerk, the statement of overriding considerations would then no longer be necessary because it wouldn't be a significant impact that had to be overridden. Alternative number three, which as you just stated, Commissioner Hart, makes the noise less than significant once mitigated, and therefore we don't need a statement of overriding considerations anymore. So with that all being said, I'd be happy to hand up what I just wrote. Not wrote, what I just said. If I can, Mr. Chair.
By all means.
This would be the substitute finding for number three.
This is the motion?
Not the motion, a substitute finding. You'd be moving to approve the project with project alternative number three and all the little corrections we've made to the resolution along the way, which I can go back over.
Okay, so procedurally, the motion would be after recommending approve, whether it begins approve the project's environmental impact report, is that where approve project alternative number three?
We would technically in the last sentence make all the findings required under the California Environmental Quality Act and approve project alternative number three.
Striking out and including a statement of overriding considerations because that is no longer applicable due to alternative three.
Right.
Okay. Question?
Yes, I just want to be clear that we are not proposing that we would change the CEQA. Our proposal is to do a limit on the occupancy, not necessarily go to condition three, because condition three is a little bit different than what we would hope to accomplish. It gives us more flexibility. It's just a limit of the occupancy. It doesn't change the project at all. It's just a limitation of the occupancy.
Correct. Okay. It's the modification of 844 to 622, which by doing that, we no longer need the overriding considerations because now the traffic noise is below significant. It becomes less than significant.
Yes, and what I just handed up would replace paragraph 5D2 on all those findings near the last page 17, just above statement of overriding considerations.
Let it be clear that we don't want to go with number three. We want to go with a reduced occupancy. Number three actually reduces the project as well. And what we're proposing is that we would... So number three reduces the project, what we would be able to build out. We are proposing that we would have the flexibility to do the things that are in the project, just reduce the occupancy.
Lower occupancy. Okay,
yes.
I get what you're saying. I hear you.
Yes.
Indirectly, that positively impacts the noise, though,
yes,
because
yes,
it's no longer significant. So it's
yes,
simply changing the maximum occupancy.
Not
it
going
is
with,
not going with
yes,
alternative three.
Right.
Gotcha.
Correct.
So what council provided us is no longer applicable. It's in the motion. It will simply be a amend the maximum occupancy from 844 to 622. Is there a specific condition that states that to reference, or is it simply... there's the discussion. declare the investigations. I know it's not in this.
Yes.
I did not. Was there a specific number in the petition?
Yes.
I don't remember seeing one.
Me either.
There's, okay, that's water.
If I could be, just for clarification from our point, it's being recommended to the board that then they would put that
yes.
grant on.
Correct.
Correct.
That is correct.
Yes.
They can change it back.
Great.
CFW.
Project.
There's the whereases. Okay, conditions.
Objects.
Pond, dust control, biological, vegetative, stormwater. Findings. I don't see a specific listing in any of the conditions, so.
Through the chair?
Yes.
I think maybe. Under Exhibit A3 on the top of the next page, the project would expand the use of the site to a new to 500 and increase the occupancy to 844.
And that was on A3. And
it's page 2 of 18 on Exhibit A3.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. That was actually where the typo was of 944. Mm-hmm. It should
yes.
be 844.
Right.
So. In the motion, Counselor, do we need to note that it would be changing the increase in occupancy to 622 on page 2 of 18 in Exhibit A3?
You know, it's almost as though you're doing your own alternative project. And we're not going to choose alternative project number 3. The project original project description is 844 persons, and that's been as presented. And that is a description of what's been presented, so I don't really like modifying that as much as perhaps doing a brand new finding. Basically adding a paragraph 5E at the end of this. The project that the Planning Commission recommends that the project occupancy be 222 people.
622
people. And
so instead of 5, are you saying it would be a zone consistency finding number 6?
Or we can make it number 6 in lieu of the statement of considerations. It's just a matter of numbering, but sure. Statement of considerations would be eliminated. And we would say the Planning Commission recommends that the project occupancy of 622 people is a feasible alternative project. Actually, pretty much for what I just handed out, actually, because we should have findings and reasons if we're going to recommend something to the Board of Supervisors.
Including state overriding conditions.
So instead of this leading off as Project Alternative 3, strike that. It would simply read, the Planning Commission recommends to the Board of Supervisors reducing occupancy of the project to 622 persons, in that it meets all physical infrastructure of the project and a substantial portion of the project goal to increase the ministry further, the noise, blah, blah, blah.
Right, would be reduced to less than significant.
Persons.